A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A Netflix special. The following is an animated children's show. Neon lettering reads, Larva Pendant in a Blue Neon Heart. Two little bugs, red and yellow, sleep on a drifting log at sea. Red dreams of his girlfriend Mango, who's setting off on a journey strapped to Seabird Booby. He dreams she's leaving him and sobs in his sleep. There's a carving of him and Mango in the wood, and his tears flood the groove around the carving. A moonbeam illuminates the carving on the driftwood as it bobs around on the sea. Sparkles of light land around it, and the little carved figures seem to take on magic powers. The silhouettes of Red and Mango are projected on the moon, and their eyes glow. Red wakes. He's thirsty. He joins Yellow, who's fishing with a long string from his nose. A fish takes the bait. It pulls the log through the water as if they're water skiing. They heave, and a cute baby marlin lands on the log. Yellow licks his lips and Red slaps him. The baby waddles away, but they hold her by the tail and she cries. A marlin rushes to rescue its baby. The big marlin whacks Red and Yellow with its tail. They throw the baby in the water and she jumps back. The big marlin dives onto the log, splitting it. Red bobs to the surface. He sees the carving. He tries to flip the piece of wood over. Wrenching the mango carving off the piece of wood, Red rescues Yellow. They're in the path of a huge ship. It nearly mows them down. Pieces of wood float towards a big city on the horizon, but the piece with Red's carving on it is carried on the current toward Larva Island. In an apartment above a store, Gray Cat's tail flicks as it sits in an armchair. Blue and two more bugs are imprisoned in the case of an old-fashioned gramophone. A man slides out the case, takes it to a machine, and they glimpse scientific pictures of bug experiments. A snapshot of three bald men at the beach. A hand looms in. He grabs the blue bug and is going to drop him into a hexagonal chamber in the machine, but he pushes his butt into the man's finger and stings him. He flies up into an air duct and escapes. The cat wears a bug-catching box around its neck and leaps up. He flies out of the air duct and hides behind a wall. The bug sees Yellow playing with the cat's bell. Red sighs and cuddles the carving around his neck. They smell food. As Red cuddles the carving, Mango appears in the side of a bottle, but he doesn't notice. Cat stalks out with an identical bell and the bug box around its neck and captures the blue bug. A street food vendor naps in his shop window with a tray of snacks on the counter, and the bugs scramble up to it. The unattended snacks look delicious. Cat stalks the alley with terrified bug in the bug box. Red and Yellow chomp through all the snacks, and Red collapses with a satisfied burp. Yellow eats a spicy snack. His fiery burp burns the top of the napping vendor's head. He's got a bug zapper. He singes Yellow and brings the zapper down on Red. He cowers, and the pendant swings around his neck, wedging between him and the zapper, and takes the shock. He dodges more wax from the zapper. He holds the carving up to protect him again, but luckily the vendor can't quite reach the corner of the table. He brings down a cleaver, and the blade glows. The mean-looking cat sees the glow from down the street. In the shiny surface of the cleaver blade, Red sees Mango finding the other half of the carving. His lights up. The zapper has a handle extension. Yellow tries to catch the singed Red, but misses. Red stops to look for Mango in a bottle. They hit a dead end. The cat looms. Yellow farts and they zigzag. They crawl up a drain pipe and the cat follows, knocking an old video game cartridge into life, and the trio play a live version of the video game. They run along a pipe. Cat jumps on a turtle's back and spins around, using it as a mini skateboard. Crawling up a drain pipe, the bugs eat grapes from a vine growing alongside. They spit the grape seeds at Cat. Cat Jumping up, Yellow hits a brick with his head, dislodges a mushroom, and eats it. It makes him grow, and he does it again.
Wow.
Red tries, but the mushroom makes him ill. Cat catches up. They get to the end of the ledge, and Red farts. And with Yellow riding on his back, they fly. Falling, Red makes a fart gas cloud to land on. Cat shimmies down the wall after them. Escaping, Yellow carries Red into an alley, and they hide as Cat stalks past. Cat pounces on their hiding place, but they escape again. Yellow plugs Red's butt with the carving to stop another fart. The carving glows, illuminating the inside of the bucket. They run again. Yellow spots a unicycle and sticks Red's butt on the valve. As he squirms, his farts inflate the tire. Cat rounds the corner as the unicycle springs to life. In slow motion, Yellow waves to Cat with his tongue. Running on top of the tire with Red spinning around on the valve, the unicycle speeds away, joining a cycle race in the streets. Yellow zigzags through the other cyclists and sees the finish. Cat leaps from bike to bike, catching up. Yellow's neck and neck with the leader. Yellow wins. The organizers scatter as the unicycle circles around the trophy. The trophy and ribbon get caught on the unicycle seat, and they ride off with it, with Cat following. Cat leaps and grabs the ribbon, pulling Yellow off balance. Falling into the wheel, he catches Red's pendant with his tongue. He falls off, clutching the pendant. Cat looms. Yellow's in the bug box. The unicycle trundles across the road, stopping traffic, and Cat glares as it disappears down an alley. Cat gives up. The piece of wood with Red's carving washes up on the island. Mango finds it on the beach and puts her tongue on it. A vision of Red appears on the sand, and she looks frightened. She drags the piece of wood to safety with her tongue. In her little house inside a flowerhead, she props it next to her drum. It starts to rain. Fetching her drum, she hits it and a star flies into the wood, making it sprout leaves which shelter the carving from the rain. Touching the carving, she sees a vision of Red in trouble. She sees Cat chasing them. The unicycle trundles through traffic and falls in an alley. Red rubs his sore butt and realizes he's alone. a cyclist drops his wallet. Inside, Red sees a picture of the bald man and cat. He hides under a leaf as the man comes back to get it. Peeking out, he watches the man pick up supplies from the street vendor. The man wears a baseball cap and cycles back to his apartment. Red's hitched a ride by impaling himself on the valve of the tire again and prizes himself off when they get back. Red follows. The heavy door closes before Red can scuttle through. Looking for a way in, he spots an air duct poking out of the wall. Crawling around a broken bracket, he climbs in the vent grill. He gulps as he looks down the cobweb-filled old air duct, reaching into the darkness. Shuffling along warily, he bumps into the skeleton of a long-dead bug. He's tangled in cobwebs. Plummeting out of the duct, the cobweb leaves him dangling over the machine. Yellow and the blue bug are trapped in the case. The man enters as Red lowers himself past Cat. Opens the box. Red's familiar fart cloud drifts over Yellow. The man has a treat for Cat. He tosses it into Cat's bowl where Red's hiding. He jumps over and plays dead as Cat bounds over to eat. Yellow's horror struck as the man drops the little blue bug into the hexagonal chamber on the machine. Sitting in the armchair, he clasps his hands together in a quick prayer, puts on a helmet, and fires up the machine. Red hides under the cape of a little Superman figure on the desk. The machine fills with air and pulses as two monitors show energy transferring from one part to the other. The readout climbs to 100%. Steam fills the man's helmet and he takes it off. He's still bald. He tries to catch Yellow. The man shuts the lid. As man runs downstairs and Cat settles, Red opens the box. He heaves Yellow out with the cape. Yellow gives Red his pendant. Red touches the carving and the glass lid on the box lights up. The pendant glows. Red's wearing the Superman cape to cover up the glowing carving around his neck. Slipping down the table leg, they hurry past Cat's fluffy gray tail and climb up to the window. Red heaves at the window handle with his tongue and bounces on it. He falls and sees Mango's face in the window as the cape lands on Yellow. Cat wakes. They somersault onto a record player. Cat stalks them along a shelf, and they whirl on a globe which falls on the floor. Cat chases them under the refrigerator and onto the table where they knock over the bag of food. Yellow grabs a spicy snack. Red reveals his secret weapon, Yellow's fiery fart. It burns Cat's head. Crawling over the machine, they accidentally turn it on. They reach the air duct and wave. Yellow's cape catches on a nail, and he's pinged back down the air duct. Yellow falls out. Red catches the cape, but Yellow falls into Cat's open mouth. Red's hanging by his pendant, and it cracks, and he bounces into the horizontal chamber. On the island, Mango chips the carving of Red from the plank of wood and holds it over a puddle, but its power to show what's happening to Red has stopped. She spots Chuck's mirror on the beach and tries that. Holding the carving up to the mirror, she despairs. It doesn't work. Then a quick image of Red falling. Meanwhile, Red pushes the lid of the chamber. As he picks up his pendant, multiple images of Mango appear on the hexagonal metal walls like a hall of mirrors. She gazes at him. And on the island, she can see him in the mirror. They both hold up their carvings to each other. Mango's shocked to see the chamber filling with gas. Her carving turns purple, and a crack appears down the middle. She remembers how she protected it from the rain and looks determined as she pulls down her mask. Red collapses. He starts being sucked up by the gas as Mango dons her mask and swings through vines to rush back to her drum. She slaps the carving down on it. Red's losing consciousness, and she drums furiously with her tongue on either side of the carving. The purple fades, and a green leaf sprouts from it. Cat watches as the machine shakes. Purple tendrils grow out of each carving. Reds wrap around him and mangoes spread like thick tree roots. Glowing particles fill the air and the tendrils shoot into the sky above the island. Reds glow with strange symbols and his DNA seems to be merging with Superman. He grows a quiff and the cape wraps around him as purple smoke oozes from the chamber, filling the apartment. The windows shatter, and Cat shakes himself in the aftermath. Thick tendrils snake around the machine, and a new superhero is born. Red hovers in midair with his blue cape and new hairdo. He looks very confused and smooths his quiff with his tongue. Cat pounces. Red discovers he's stable in midair and Cat's battering has no effect. He teases Cat. His farts are supercharged and knock Cat across the room. Cat puts out its tongue and yellows on it, looking half dead. Cat swallows him again. Red farts gas, which makes two huge fists. He drives them into Cat's stomach, making it double up, and it spits yellow out. The force drives the chair containing dazed Cat along the hall and blocks the front door as Man returns home. Red goes to the barely conscious Yellow. Yellow reaches for the cape, as if he wants it, and Red looks upset. Smiling, Yellow dies. The chair's blocking the door, and the man can't get in. Red hears him. Cat's still out cold, and the angel spirit of Yellow starts to float up to heaven, fluttering on tiny wings with a halo above his head. Red tries to grab Yellow, but his tongue passes straight through him. Heaven's gates close with Yellow inside. Red's stunned and finds himself staring at the dislodged globe. He bows his head and lifts it with his eyes blazing. With his tongue clenched in front of him like Superman's fist, he hurtles through the roof and into the atmosphere. Whirling furiously around Earth, he makes it spin backwards and reverses time. Everything goes back to just before Cat spits Yellow out. Then he spins it back the other way again. Time is reset. Red flies back to Earth, beats up Cat again, and gets him to spit out Yellow. The man comes up in the elevator. Cat passes out in the chair by the door, and Red tries to revive Yellow, but he dies again. His spirit floats up to heaven, but Red's not giving up. Hurtling up to heaven, he turns himself into an angel. Grabbing Yellow, he whirls him around, slams his spirit back into his body, and becomes Red again. Red slaps him, and they hug. The man forces the door and catches a glimpse of them as they blast through the roof. Superman Red carries Yellow for a flight around the skyscrapers of New York. They loop around the Statue of Liberty. They head across the sea. Flying past the moon, Red's quiff falls out as his power fades. They plummet to Earth. On the island, Mango stares at a cloud which forms a red-like shape. She jumps off her branch and meets Crab's former, Booby, and other friends on the beach. She has her mask, a knapsack, and her staff strapped to her back. Crab's former's brought her provisions for the journey, and King Mudskipper waits by her raft. He gives her a good push, and she waves to everyone. She sets sail to look for her friends. Red and Yellow are in a European-looking city. Red's trying to cheer Yellow up, and grudgingly gives him his Superman cape. It does the trick, but a bird's claw picks him up. Another claw grabs Red, and the cape floats down. Yellow thinks he's flying like Superman, but they're being carried by an owl. The owl takes them to a nest high above a rooftop conservatory and drops them in. Red lands on a skeleton of an old bug. They back into something big and fluffy and look up, terrified. Director Young Chul Jo, executive producers Kwang Young Kim, Kum Young Bang, Kilman Nam. Audio description written by Heather Temple and narrated by Christopher Ragland for Iuno SDI Group.
Red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.